Hi, podcasters.
Hey, gang.
Jesus. What's up?
They tried to start a fight. It didn't work.
I know.
Like, they're just too good of friends.
Hillier and Hughes. Anyway, you'll hear a bit of Hughesy today. Please let's leave in the bit where the lady who wins Hughesy's money from his wallet gets the name of his T-show. She got zero of the words right.
I prefer Hughesy, where are you?
No, you've even changed it again.
Oh, what was it?
Where have you been?
Hughesy, where have you been?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good too.
Because the travel show is probably, do you know the Getaway still on?
Yeah, Rebecca Judd does it. Yeah, 100%.
But it's like overseas as well.
It's just paid for by, like, it pays for itself.
But it goes out at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and they're overseas.
Yeah, 100%. Mm.
Like on a Saturday or something.
Great.
Or Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. What a gig. That's a goal, mate.
A lot of cruise ships being involved in that show these days, though.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like it's as exotic as it used to be.
I've seen some wineries.
Are the most boring television imaginable. Everyone stands around a wine barrel and swills a glass and goes, that is the delicious, the nicest wine I've ever had.
Well played, Ron Burgundy.
We've
got to jump to an interview, but there's heaps on today when Scott comes on, your husband.
Oh, Jesus Christ, isn't he a peach?
He's so good because he doesn't care and he's fresh out of the shower.
My husband.
He's great. He's so fun.
What made me watch another surfing video, dickhead?
That was fun.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Have a good pod.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ann.
Well, well, well. 2 minutes past six. How are we going, guys?
Happy Tuesday.
Good guess.
I've got this weird thing where I have to adjust my headphone levels on a different microphone to the one I speak into.
Why?
I don't know. It's just a quirk of the studio. So that's why
you're plugged in the wrong socket, that's why.
Your face is plugged into the wrong socket.
Jeez. Well, I better sort my sockets out before I move on. Today, well, 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 win the Wang. Your chance to win the 3-meter inflatable that's coming out for M's show this week.
Can I tell you?
Tell me.
The response has been extraordinary.
Huge.
We popped a little video up of how the Wang does self-inflate. And if you're coming to my stand-up show, either at the Opera House or the State Theatre this week, you'll see it in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of people who just have written underneath "just cause." That's not a valid reason.
It's not. You've got to have a
function.
Thank you.
Yeah. And also, you just get it for one night. You don't get it for keeps.
If you put one person on the end, right, and you sit them there, and then you get another person to jump on the other end, can you get catapulted across the room?
Yes, you can.
You should finish one of your shows. Because, Grant, what night are you going to?
Thursday.
Thursday night.
Oh, it's a pretty funny closer. It's a pretty funny closer into the orchestra pit.
All right, I'll bring you up for the last one.
Send me across the heads of everyone and then just into the back wall.
It'd be amazing.
It's pretty funny.
It is good.
So my brother-in-law is 19 years old and he's got a house to himself for a week. What could go wrong? Lyrical Gangsters on today, Pink Tickets. And is it okay to miss the birth of a child?
That happened to an AFL player. It happens a lot in AFL, I've found, in NRL.
Your own child you're talking about here, aren't you?
Yeah.
I would have thought that's a definitive no.
Okay.
Hughesy's on. We're going to start a feud between the two nicest men in comedy.
Well, I think we're actually going to start a feud between three of them. Because it was a slight by one of them.
Pete Hellier.
To Pete towards Hughesy.
Mm.
But Pete actually, the slight was actually inaccurate. Mm. So he's dragged in Hamish Blake as well.
Oh, Jesus. So the three nicest blokes in comedy.
Great. I'm really excited about this.
And Matt Preston, because he had to cook for Prince Charles.
So weird.
Oh, so much going on.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Superior canteen food. Straight away, Grant Daniel, what did you eat at your school canteen?
I sure did. Sunny Boys.
You'd say that.
I loved a Sunny Boy.
Yeah, mini pizzas.
Very awkward shape to eat, though, over a long period of time.
Now they cut the sides of your mouth.
Yeah.
They always just put a little line in between. You have a weird little cold sore looking thing either side after eating it.
But cola, cola?
No. Raspberry.
Whoa. Orange.
Who's eating cola, you psycho?
Orange, you weirdo.
Get out.
Why would you do that?
That's orange, like fruit. Why are you having fruit?
Exactly.
So, superior am?
Mini pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
The pizza rounds.
Oof. Hang on. Are you saying rounders or are you saying pizza rounds?
Rounds.
Is it a pocket of pizza or a circular pizza?
Pocket of pizza.
Oh, pizza pocket.
Okay.
Pocket of pizza. Yeah. And Ovaltines. Oh, yeah. Remember? Yeah. Just, and yeah. they get caught up in your feelings. And that was like a good, because we went to a hippie school, so it was like carob drops, you know?
Are you joking?
And the carob's not chocolate, idiots.
Thank you.
We're kids, we know. So insulting. To put a swirly bit of what you think chocolate in your mouth and get carob, I mean, just put poo in my mouth, really.
At least you'll know what it is.
Same, same. It's such a lie.
Carob is the worst.
Carob is the crappiest. Get in the bin, carob.
It is the carob of all things.
Child abuse, carob.
So what is the superior canteen food? Our boss, Jay, sent us a great thing from Lumia Public School in 1994.
Oh, amazing. And this is on the menu?
Well, for lunch, yeah. this is the hot food. Sausage rolls were 70 cents. Wow. Something called a yummy drummy, which are little drumsticks, 50
oh, nice.
Cents.
Oh, yeah.
And rounders.
Pizza. Yeah.
Yep. Pizza.
Pizza around the pockets, and you would get molten lava center because they bang them
so
in the microwave.
Good.
And you'd open the pocket up and get steam burns on your face. And then burn every taste bud off your tongue. Didn't taste the thing because you're starving.
But worth it.
Totally.
Recess. Mini pizzas for recess at 35 cents.
Oh, we used to have those, so yum.
What about a frozen banana for 40 cents?
I'll get in the bin with the carob.
What is that?
Get a Zupa Duper like a real man.
Ah.
I like in the health list, which isn't very long, mind you, for the 1990s, yoga was the item.
Very
the health
healthy.
Column.
Strawberry, though.
Fruits are fruit.
Fruits are fruit. What is the superior canteen item?
What happened at your canteen? Was it hot jam donuts?
We didn't have the hot jam donuts.
Did you have days? We had days. Thursday.
We didn't have
Italian day Monday.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, you went to hippie school,
hippie school.
They cared.
Yeah.
As I said yesterday, we had those donuts, the three flavour of donuts. We had sausage rolls that I've never had anywhere else. I used to ask them, where do you get your sausage rolls? Mm. And they used to say, back off, weirdo. And I said, I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. So 131060, what is the superior canteen food? We are doing what's the superior on 131060. What is the superior canteen food? Because we've got the Lumia Public School 1994 menu here. And as Grant said, health foods, yoga. This is one I love as well. They're saying that you can get fruit, open brackets, in season, close brackets.
Mm. Yeah, that's important.
That's so good.
They pick, yeah. We were just saying the magic's gone now because if you've got a kid in primary school, chances are you have to do your lunch orders online.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. And when we got this system in at my kid's primary school, it's not at the school they're at now, the one they used to go to, you had to have a password.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember passwords for my banking, yeah. you guys. Yeah. I mean, also, and what's the security risk here? Who's stealing my password besides Odette and ordering 50 donuts every day for lunch? I don't understand why I need a password to order my kids' lunch.
Well, it was
lunch.
Meant to be for that, so the kids don't have it, but everyone's going to give it to their kids
because
they're going to forget it.
I taught my kids my signature from the age of 5, so I don't have to sign anything. I'm handing over the canteen password in a heartbeat.
It's good delegation.
You do you.
Can you still get donuts in a canteen these days? Because I'm worried that if you're logging on to make your order, you go, what would you like today, Dale? Would you like a carrot stick or some celery?
Yeah, nah.
It's pretty light on, isn't it?
Well, you know.
There's no, remember tubes? Remember the pack of tubes? Remember that with that wonder dust that just sat on top of them and that would collect at the bottom of the packet that you just have to, you just wet your finger and then you dive in there in the corner and just.
Yeah, but that was back in the days when childhood obesity wasn't a problem and we ran everywhere because our parents wouldn't drive us because they were boomers.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? Now
that's
kids
true.
Get driven everywhere.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. So let's go to Kitty. The superior item is?
Oh, it's got to be the cream bun.
That is a thing of the past. Now, how much was a cream bun when you were at school?
It was about 20 cents. You know, didn't break the budget.
Didn't break the
budget. And are we talking the long sausage ones or the short round ones?
No. This is like a cloud puff fat cream bun. Sliced down the centre, cream oozing out, a little teeny tiny droplet of jam.
No, because we had what was essentially a sweet hot dog bun with jam down the middle and then cream either side of the jam squirted
Amazing.
Down. Yeah. It
was freshly
like,
made?
It was like a sweet. No. Okay. Those things got defrosted.
Okay. Yeah. But still.
Amazing.
Belinda, Winston Hills. The superior canteen item is?
Oh, it's got to be the Red Frogs back in the day when you could get like 3 for 5 cents and you could go crazy with like 20 cents and be able to give some to all your friends if you were inclined to share them.
No green frogs?
They don't make them anymore.
There were green ones, but I always went with the red. Red made me go crazy at school, but it was worth it.
Good.
What were the name of the caramel the caramel little balls of little plates of caramel you could get.
I don't know.
Caramel. It must just be. There's a lolly shop at Edgecliff where you could get these little caramel.
No, I don't know.
I'll move on. Caramel buds. Thank you. Thank you, producers. Danielle from Liverpool, the superior canteen item is?
Definitely pizza rounders.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on the pizza rounders. Now God. I just want a pizza rounder.
How good would it be?
Oh, my
I
God.
Actually still get them.
How? From where? From some 90s
my lunch
portal?
Truck at work. No, my
you have a lunch truck?
Yes, they deliver them.
This
is amazing.
Here's your free business idea, anyone who's looking for it. I'll give it to you for free right now. All of our age, we're in a big nostalgia period.
Aren't we?
Anyone between 30 and 40
yep.
who went to school in the 90s, we're all missing our youth.
Keep going.
You start a truck up and you put in all this gear, you sell the stuff we used to be able to get a school canteen, you pull it up front of an office building, mate, just print your money.
That's a great idea.
Right.
A 90s canteen
Correct.
Food truck. Why don't we do it?
You get Passion Pop.
We're a station.
What Passion? Passiona?
Passiona.
Let's get all the stuff you can't get anymore. Mate, we need to have a 90s truck.
That's a great
just drives around with all the gear you can't get anymore because of the preservatives.
That's it. Very good idea.
Correct.
You can't win, sadly. So it means that today Kitty from Leichhardt's going to win an underwater mission with Paw Patrol, Sea Patrol, these school holidays at the Sydney Amazing. Life Aquarium. You've got yourself a family pass to the Sydney Sea Life Aquarium. So good on you, Kitty. And everybody.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM. Don't click the bait, don't click the bait, baby. Click the bait, don't click the bait, baby.
This is Clickbait, the brand new intro. Loving the intro. Now, the way this used to work is that Internet Kieran would wander in, the master of the internet, and he would give us stories that are rolling around the internet, desperate for us to click on them, and we would make a decision as to not whether or not we were going to bite M.
Yeah, but now...
it's been a coup.
Yeah, Daniel's decided he can do it better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually bumped poor Kieran. He's one moment of glory a week. His
yep.
family all listened in from the UK to
they
hear
do.
It.
Mm-hmm.
And... Grant Denny feels he's not on your screens and radios enough.
Yeah, that's right. So, two times a day, but 6 days a week. That's tough, Kieran. This is how a professional
yeah,
does it.
Yeah,
oh,
sit back
my
and watch,
God.
Kid. Sit back and watch a master at work, this my friend.
Good. So what's the premise here, you?
Take it away.
Okay, the premise is I'm going to throw out some items that are currently circulating in the news. You tell me whether you want to hear more or whether you want to throw them overboard, okay?
Okay
so whether
right.
you want to bite or we want to dispose of them over the side of HMAS Clickbait.
Okay, do we have the ship?
We ready to get on board, guys? Come on.
Yeah.
Grab your luggage.
Okay, here we go.
Set off on this fine adventure together.
All right.
Okay. First one. One Married at First Sight star is already confirmed for the next season.
Overboard.
And can we throw them overboard?
and that person?
Yeah.
Throw them. Okay,
and
there you go.
And Dean skateboarding all over you go, Dean. That skateboard's got cement in it and it's attached to his feet.
What's next?
Okay. A new mum slams her mother-in-law for saying just two words.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay, I'm clicking.
I'm biting. Okay.
We're in?
Yeah.
The Mumsnet user.
Oh,
no, no, no. Overboard.
You didn't mention Mumsnet.
Overboard.
The sex would have put a bit of hate right. and vitriol and misery.
All right, over it goes.
No, I want to hear it now. I want to hear it.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
okay. She complained that her mother-in-law referred to her newborn as my baby. Right? So the woman asked if she was being unreasonable for getting annoyed whenever the mother-in-law would use the phrase, that's my baby.
My baby.
And she was hit with a lot of backlash. Right, so a lot of
what
users.
What a shock!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, on Mumsnet.
What?
It doesn't necessarily mean she thinks your child is hers any more than me calling my nephew my little sausage. Doesn't mean that I think A, he's mine, or B, he's a sausage.
Don't call your nephew my little sausage for several reasons.
Let's throw that term
okay,
overboard.
Let's put that overboard.
That's the sausage thing's going over.
What's next?
Next.
Okay. The obvious Australian question 1 million people got wrong.
I am.
Oh, I'm interested.
Give it.
What was it?
You dudes heard of HQ Trivia? You heard of that?
No.
Yes, I have. I'm glad you brought this up. This is the online quiz. The robots are taking over his job, Em. This is an online quiz that has the whole office. Everyone I know is mad for it because every day you can win $1 million if you're the last person standing in a quiz.
Oh.
Yeah, there's like usually 1.5 million people playing at any one time and this huge cash up for grabs
and
if you can get through.
And what was the question?
Okay, so most people who play HQ Trivia are American, so when the host asked the question, what is the capital of Australia, the options were Canberra, Melbourne, or Sydney. We all knew it was Canberra.
They all picked Sydney, idiots.
Yep. Yes, 1.1 million people got it wrong.
Oh, my God.
Have a listen.
Oh, you got a grab.
After a dispute over which city should be the capital, Sydney or Melbourne, the Aussies found a compromise. Shame most of us have never heard of it. It's Canberra. That's right. Did you tap on Canberra? We lost a lot of players right there. I'm going to go with a savage question. Yes, that was a savage one. That was a brutal one.
Wow.
It's not how I would have done it as host, but she's not a bad job, robot lady.
Oh.
Is that not a real
people.
Lady?
I wouldn't imagine so. I'd imagine that'd be... You reckon?
What? Yeah, it's a real lady.
It's a real person.
Yeah.
Did you think she was a robot?
That's a really eloquent one. 28 people ended up sharing in $25,000 on last night's game alone. So it's really big.
So they got $892 each. Are you saying that it's time to throw all normal game show hosts overboard because the robots are taking over?
Well, anyone can do multiple choice questions. You know what I mean? Like, I take the pulse of the nation on Family Feud. You know what? I'm
what
there's
did you
dancing,
have for breakfast today?
There's
what?
Laughing.
Can I talk about the pulse of this segment? I feel like we're lost at sea.
No.
That's clickbait.
There goes Eddie McGuire.
Where's Wilson? I'm going to an island.
Where's Andrew O'Keefe? He's next. Send him over.
I'm making friends with a ball.
Play a song. It stops. You tell us the next line exactly. Win yourself a family pass to Taronga Zoo. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Yes.
Available on Blu-ray, DVD and digital now, but you can take a walk on the wild side these school holidays at Taronga Zoo. Taronga Zoo is going off. They've got new little babies. It's such a great place.
Yeah. Keep calling 131060. I don't want to typecast our first contestant, but I just worry. Glenn from Canberra.
Don't be concerned. I've got this.
Okay, Dole.
Yes.
Okay, Glennie. We're going to hit you with this amazing Australian song.
Nothing's as sweet. Your taste still drives me crazy.
Oh,
Jesus.
You missed two key words. No, yeah. And we're brutal.
Good crack, though.
90% there, but you got two words wrong.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylee is... Now, Glenn's 39, which means, like me, he was right in the hitting zone for the Sydney 2000 Olympics.
100%.
I remember going. I went to every day that I could, and I heard this song endlessly when it came out because I thought it just took me back. It took me back to that moment when little Nikki Webster
flew across the top of the Sydney Olympics.
So majestic.
But Kaylee's 20 years old. Kaylee from Erskine Park. Kaylee, here we go.
Kaylee.
Because nothing's as sweet, the taste still drives me crazy.
Yes!
Kaylee, how do you know that?
Google.
No, I know that song. I love that song.
Oh, you are that song. You're the embodiment of it. I can hear it. You'd be attending Nikki Webster's dance school's Champagne and Heels classes. You know, she does. She used to teach classes where women would come and you would learn how to dance in heels with your handbag holding a glass of champagne.
Oh, that's sort of helpful.
Sure.
It doesn't sound very safe, though.
It sounds amazing.
Well, Kaylee, congratulations for knowing Nikki Webster's Strawberry Kisses, a family pass to Taronga Zoo. Well done.
Good on you, Kaylee.
Thank you.
Oh, there's a dance studio, I'm being told.
Oh, in the Inner West.
In the Inner West.
There's heaps. She's got like three or four. I love Nikki Webster.
I love the
fact that her bio says she's still 20.
Well,
you go, girlfriend. You really. I feel you.
She was. Yeah, how
I'm
old
28.
Was she when she flew?
I'm 28. You're 20. Let's keep it that way.
Missing the birth of children.
This is a thing that came up when my husband worked in AFL. This came up a lot, and I had really strong feelings about it back then, less so now. I didn't think that it was ever okay to miss the birth of a child, no matter what was going on. I just feel like you can play a game of sport anytime, but actually witnessing the first few moments of your spawn's existence is not something you can get back. Mm. And it's also not something you can repeat. You can play footy every week for 10 years.
But so what if you get the situation, which I think is what's happened here, is... If your wife is close to due but not entirely...
Don't go. Don't you think you're tempting fate? Oh, you'll be right. Cross your legs, love.
Jeez, I don't know.
Would you? I know you. You would not. If a month out, you wouldn't be leaving Tiff's side.
I didn't.
Yeah, nah.
And I did cancel. Yeah. I cancelled gigs, and I did say no to things.
I know you
because I wasn't sure.
No,
but. And I was there on the day, and I watched the whole thing.
Were you down the business end?
Oh yeah.
How does that?
I was so impressed with my wife's ability to eject a human from her body,
from her vagina.
And also, there was one moment which was I'll never forget because I was so scared.
Yeah.
Where little Arnold was coming out, and the cord was around his neck, and our obstetrician, reached down. And lifted the cord over Arnold's chin,
and he sort of shook a bit,
and then picked him up. And Tiff was saying to me, "What's happening?" And I wasn't sure whether to say,
nah.
"Hey, the cord." And I just kept saying, "You're doing great."
Perfect.
And then only like a couple of months later, I told her,
"Yeah."
And you're right. If I was trying to do that over FaceTime, I don't think it would have worked.
No way. And just watching you explain that now, no game of footy is going to make you feel that way.
No, and that's true. That is true. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. But. Like you said, Grant, fly in, fly out. I feel like it's those situations where just logistically, because Grant,
that's okay, accidents. But
what about you, Grant?
You might have been milking a cow in some far North Queensland milk show.
No, first time I was there on hand, and our first birth, it was quite a troublesome one. She was sort of breech, and then we went into an emergency Caesar, and it went on for 26 hours. So it was a long time. But the second one fell right between motor racing events. So I had a motor racing
selfish.
Event.
Selfish. Here we go.
And one after. And so there was a little bit of praying to the motor racing gods that this would happen.
You still went.
I still went, and I had the ability to eject from the racing weekend if things started to progress.
I thought you meant from the car mid-race, just out the roof.
I think he's out of petrol or something. Got to go.
And you got, I reckon you may have got.
And it worked out okay.
You got lucky.
You got lucky, dude.
You got lucky, didn't you?
I don't know.
Because things can advance early and come a little earlier than anticipated, so there's those surprises as well.
I'm okay with it's you can't help it, but if you knowingly choose to be away, I think that's not very nice.
I think it's the type of thing that perhaps your partner may bring up in the future.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. Forever. No matter how good they say and how fine they are with it at the time,
absolutely.
If you ever
annoy
them
or
ticking them off,
you
know what's going to happen. Remember when you weren't there for the birth of your second child?
It's even things like, oh, you can't come do the grocery shopping. Is that like the time you couldn't be there? Yeah,
it is. What about Eddie? Can I go to Eddie Murphy quickly here?
Yeah.
I was looking for the celebrity with the most children.
How many?
Eddie Murphy has. Let's all go around the room. How many children does Eddie Murphy have?
I was six. Only aware of the one with Mel B.
No, six is low. One is way low.
How many? Not more than George Foreman.
Eddie Murphy has 9 children.
George Foreman has like 14. And they're all called George Foreman.
Do you think that Eddie or George were at
So you reckon by birth number 9, you're like, seen it?
Send us a fax.
Yeah. I've seen all these before.
Yeah, I think that I don't
Send the pigeon. I don't care.
I don't think Eddie was present. So it is Win the Wang time.
If you want it, come and get it. It's 3 meters long and it's self-inflates. Right. It's time to win the Wang.
Now, go to the socials and you can see video and photographs of this incredible self-commissioned.
It is. It is
one of a kind.
It's one of a kind. And it's the first time my set designers have ever been asked this question. And this guy's last job was with Opera Australia. And so when we sat down.
Love OM doesn't have one?
Yeah, Love OM. No, it does not have one. But the thing is, a lot of people have said this show's underwriting theme is I had a miscarriage, and the link for me with the evil queens is I don't think they're really evil. I think there's one catastrophic event that can just want you to make everyone else around you as miserable as you are.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, why have you got a giant 3-meter penis in your show about miscarriage? And I said, well, this is what has got me through. It was like this big, giant pink shield. And any time I felt like it was getting too much, this material I was writing, an email would bing in from my production team. And it would be a question about, they'd send me a picture, is it too ballsy? Have we got the proportions out? Yeah. Would you like us to make, they were talking about making pubic hair, but then they were worried it was a fire hazard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
If you've got pyrotechnics on stage.
Yeah, and if you've got a bad weave, if you're using bad nylon hair for pubic.
It was true, and it was like, man.
Do you want veins? You know, do you? And they modelled it off. The poor lady, she had to go and do research on what they were modelling it off.
Modelled it off what? Someone?
Yeah, that, no, not off someone, something.
Not fit for work. Google image search.
Do you not do that?
How do you audition for that job?
What do you do for a living?
Okay, number four, drop them. Let me have a look.
Yeah, yep. In a lineup. But so this thing became what my sole focus. So it really is very. I'm very attached to the 3 minute joy wing, yep. And I want your event to have the sentimentality attached to this thing.
Before
we get started, I just had a little idea that could be fun for the three of us.
Oh my goodness!
Oh Jesus!
Have you heard of a place called Martin Place?
Yeah.
There's a big window in Martin Place.
Oh, my God, near where they do sunrise.
With a couple of TV cameras on the other side.
Oh, my God.
We could inflate a giant...
That is so funny.
...cop behind TV's biggest...
Yeah, we could go double.
Presenter.
Yeah. It could be a double dick day.
Three of us sitting there banana boat style.
Just
waiting.
Behind Koshy.
That's pretty good.
Oh, just what with the cash cow do?
Face.
Pretty good stuff. Well, that's our event. But if you have an event,
good idea, Denya. Yeah,
thank you.
Can you imagine us just bouncing behind because she's trying to ignore it? No, but don't Sunrise put fake backgrounds now if they don't like what's happening behind them?
Yeah, but that would happen after a while.
Yeah, they won't have time. This thing inflates like in 15 seconds.
We just roll up like some buskers.
Yeah,
because you don't even know. You just put the crate down. All of a sudden, this thing just starts appearing. Oh my God.
I think we're going to have to do it.
Do you know what? Do you know how much I want to leave the studio right now and go and do this in the next 10 minutes? Well,
they're on to us.
All right, Nick's called up. Nick wants to win the Wang. Hey, Nick.
Hi.
What appeals to you about the giant 3-metre self-inflating Wang?
I don't have an event for it yet, but I want to... You know a game where you put a peg in the ground and you throw the hoops over it?
Quoits.
I want to do
Quoits.
That, but get giant... hula hoops and do it with the same thing.
That would work.
I don't
like the use of the word coit near giant penis.
The penis and coits on stage.
But you could definitely do hula hoops over it. Yeah, that would work.
That's a fun idea.
That's a fun game. The Royal Easter Show really missed out.
Yeah. Now, Renee.
Oh, this sounds nice.
Renee from Busby. Hi, Renee.
Hi, how you going?
What is your event that you'd like to win the Wang for?
Well, Mum's birthday is coming up, and I just think it'd be great to have it front and centre in front of all the family because Mum's a very modest person, so I think she's absolutely going to freak out. So it'd be a great idea for her.
Fantastic. Maybe you could just come out of a cake. That'd be nice.
Yeah, exactly right. Something special.
And how old's Mum turning, Renee?
She's only turning 52.
52, nice.
Yeah, we're having a bit of a bash for probably about 20, 30 people, but that's enough to embarrass her a little bit.
I love that.
What do you think her reaction would be?
She'd love it.
Honestly, I think she would be so shocked. She'd probably run away and, like, run an eye. She's just such a modest person that well, she can not do that to her.
She could hide underneath it. Thank you, Renee. If you've got... You could go and have a look on our socials because...
Today FM Breakfast on Instagram.
Yep, and also it's on the Facebook page as well. Because a lot of people, there's a lot of people who are trying to get hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like this out as a hen's party, a few of those coming through.
Yes.
Which is good.
Divorce party, got rid of the biggest dick of my life. We'd have a laugh with this. From JSHAWGC.
Yep.
On the Instagrams.
Somebody is going to win themselves the Wang.
Very exciting.
But I think we're going to have to do the sunrise thing too.
Oh my God. I can't believe we're not doing it. In my mind, we're doing it right now. Yep. I'm there. He's turning around.
So
what's
fun.
Going on? Why the chicken crossed the road? Money.
Perfect, Koshy.
Thank you.
Perfect. Well, that was Sam. Was that Sam?
Both of them.
Yeah, amalgam.
It was a hybrid.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
So, question is as follows. My 19-year-old brother-in-law has been just as a series of...
He seems like a source of wonderment to you.
Oh, he's great.
Are you living vicariously?
No, because he's not. I do that thing where I'm old and boring and I keep saying to him, you're going to wake up one day and you won't be, you know, like me. It won't get that bad, but you will be old.
Oh, you're okay. You sometimes put lemon in your soda water.
Hey, you're going to go wake up old and boring one day. So enjoy your...
Do all the things.
Yeah, do them all.
Okay.
But with a sense of, you know, don't...
Don't die.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Don't
That's
hurt
good
anybody.
Advice. Do all the things, but yeah. don't die.
That's always what I say to him.
I love that advice.
And he'll come to me for advice every now and again for certain things, which is lovely. Now, through a series of very odd events, he's ended up with his house, so my in-law's house...
Still living with Mum and Dad.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. As he says,
where would I live?
And he... for a week. He has the house to himself for a week.
Okay, mm-hmm. Is he a responsible lad?
Here's a snapshot of his life. I was at, my mother-in-law was with me and Tiff and the baby, and her phone rang, and she picked it up, and she said, his name's Layton. Hello, Layton. And
I love when you take off your mother-in-law.
She put it on speaker so we could hear it.
Yeah.
So she answers the phone. Now, normally when she answers the phone, she says, I wake up with today. But she did. I said, Jeanette, A, that competition finished 6 months ago, and B, it's 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, but you never know.
You just never know.
You always want to be on standby.
Exactly.
Yes.
And she said, hello, Layton. And he goes, Mum, just wondering what's for lunch. And...
Are you joking?
I swear. And she said, well, there's pasta in the fridge that I'm... And pause. When was that made? Oh. She says...
Wow.
2 days ago.
Oh.
Another pause.
Not happy.
Her? Okay, Layton, I'll come back and put some fresh pasta on for you.
Oh. What a lie.
Why would you,
That's
Lee?
Where he's
You're
at.
Right.
You should see the... I'm not going to say bitterness in your eyes when you're talking about this person.
It's more that he doesn't appreciate how good he has it.
Mm. So now, he's got a house to himself.
Oh yeah.
Is this the first time this has happened?
This is the second time.
So the first time was successful.
Well, let's have a small grab of how the last time went.
I don't know, it was just a get-together with a couple mates at first, and then we thought we might as well just have a bit of a party, and then it sort of just got out of hand, and best party ever so far. Well, that's what everyone's been saying, so...
Is your stepbrother Corey Worthington?
That is 2008 Corey Worthington, the party boy. Last time he had the house to himself, he had a couple of mates over, which turned into a huge party. And the way that my mother-in-law, Clouseau style, when she came back, found out that he had had a party, was that there was dried spew on the front of on the front door.
Oh, nice.
Because when you walked in, he was making people have a sip of goon straight from the bag.
Oh, amazing.
And then she said to him, Layton, have you had a party?
Yeah, I actually did, Mum.
Okay, were they wearing my underwear at this party?
What?
Goon bags and ladies' underwear.
Yep.
Sign me up.
All her underwear and clothes were out.
Okay. Oh, you're kidding me.
Wow. Oh. And so she's gone, you know what needs to happen? We need to do this again.
I'm telling you, it was just a weird sequence of events where she was going somewhere, then something. Then there was
happens.
A family thing. And it's all just turning.
Amazing.
And so he then, the day before she left, she said, now Leighton's being such a good boy. I said, oh yeah, that's interesting. Why? I don't know. He says he's going to miss me. Lots of cuddles. And I think it's going to be fine. No one has heard a peep from this kid for 3 days.
Have you seen Bad Boy Bubby?
I have. And
is this what you're describing?
I describe their relationship as borderline Oedipal. But that's just me. So that's beside the point.
Okay.
And he doesn't know what that means.
No.
So 13, 1060.
Mm.
What happened?
When your parents left you home alone?
When you were left alone.
What'd you do?
Or if you were the kid, or if you were the parent and some kids got left alone, I need to bag these up and I'm going to send these as an audio file to my mother-in-law to say, you are kidding yourself.
Yeah.
This is going to go poorly.
See, my relationship was so bad with my parents that I would sometimes wake up and they had gone on a holiday without telling me. There was a couple of occasions I would go, where is everyone? Oh, we're down the beach.
Like Home Alone?
Did not. Oh, yeah. I have so many problems with Home
you're
Alone.
You're Macaulay Culkin.
I'm Macaulay Culkin. Just with, you know.
Less fun?
I'm not going to say
okay,
that.
Okay, so 30.
I self-edited, guys, well and I've just saved us a broadcasting license, okay?
13, 10, 60. What happened?
When you got left home alone.
When you got left home alone. Here is the sound of my brother-in-law. Refusing to take his glasses off on a current affair.
I'll say sorry, but I'm not taking off my glasses.
He is currently Corey Worthington, the party boy from 2008, because he's 19 years old and he's got a house to himself for a week.
I wish Twitter was around when Corey was around.
How good's he?
Wouldn't that be magic?
Yeah, I miss him.
Oh, the hashtags.
So,
are you worried about him, or you just think that he'll get up to a lot of fun? How much fun?
Last time he had a party. Last time he had a huge party, and it was a one-day event, and he had one day. They dressed up in his mother's clothes. I don't know why they did that. And it
Weird.
Was a complete blowout. And now he's got a
week. There was spew on the door.
There was spew all over the door.
Amazing.
No one's heard from him for 3 days.
Wait, are we currently underway on this week?
Oh, yeah, it started.
Oh, my God.
He started 2 days ago.
He's bunkered down now. He's embedded.
Started 2 days ago. We text him. This is nothing comes back.
Is the house still there?
We dropped.
Have you driven past?
Yeah, we did. We drove past.
Yeah, good.
And there was no signs. Like you said, that okay. thing where you know in an American college film where whenever you drive past, a chair comes through the front window.
And there's like those red cups just strewn across the front lawn. Yeah. Okay,
he hasn't right. done that.
Okay,
so just beers and bros, mate. That's all he's doing.
Beers and bros.
Bit of Uber Eats, bit of PlayStation.
He does That's fine. He does have the Uber Eats account open. I know that because the last time they went away, he did rack up a fair bill. But that's a topic for another day.
Wow.
What happens when you're left alone in a house, the unruly teenager? Gina. What happened?
Good morning, guys. Amazing show. What had happened was Mum went away over to Greece and my youngest brother was left at home. Mum had this huge bottle of scotch that would have been worth quite a bit, about maybe $2,000 now. So that was supposed to be cracked open on the 21st. And I think it was about just under a year, she cracked it open at his 21st. And she realised it had already been open. And he had swapped it for tea. Him and his mate drank it all.
$2,000 worth.
For tea.
Yeah.
So she's opened it up expecting a lovely, nubbly little snifter of beautiful aged scotch and got some tea.
Right, that's right.
Well, they say 24, you, at your 21st, you do a yard glass of Dilmah, so why wouldn't they? Thank you, Gina. He's done that also, by the way, because they have a full bar, my in-laws, but neither of them drink. It's the weirdest thing. And so he's working his way through him and his mates.
Gosh. Oh, he's swapping liquids for sure.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive.
Jeez, Beck in Five Dock, hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Your 16-year-old put on a do, did she?
Yes, well, I was away at a music festival and I got this phone call screaming in a panic that the burglar alarm had gone off. How do you turn it off? And I said, we don't have a burglar alarm. And so I heard all this, it was panic in the background and it was the smoke alarm going off. And it turned out she'd had this secret party with about 70 friends and gate crashes and didn't tell me about 70. It when I come back. So, yeah, when I come back, I noticed red cups hidden under furniture and my vodka gone.
Yep.
And and an egg smashed on our front window as well.
Yeah, that'll do it. And what was the punishment, Beck?
Yeah, what'd you do to her?
She was grounded for about forever.
Yeah, she's still grounded. She's 35 and she's still grounded.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks, Beck.
Movie tickets, everybody. Thank you.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. Click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
Game of Thrones star. Oh my God, stirring in my loins. Everyone, shh. Turn it up, Ben. I love this. Do you love Game of Thrones?
I do.
Does that stir your loins? Does that make you want to like eat a whole chicken? Just grab a chicken, feathers and all, and just take a chunk and then get some bread and cheese and mutton. I don't know what mutton is, but I want to strap some leather on and eat mutton and chicken.
Do it, man.
You know a lot of wine drinking in it too. And makes me want to drink a lot of red wine.
Out of a horn. Yeah. Out of a horn.
Yeah, out of a horn.
You know? Skull.
And it makes me want to wear IKEA rugs as...
That was a fact I did last year.
How good is it?
Hey, where Jon Snow's rug is a beaten down IKEA rug.
How good is that?
Anyway, and that was the gossip story. Moving on.
Oh, good.
Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner, a.k.a. Sansa Stark, secretly reviews sausages on Instagram.
What?
This is my favourite ever. It's called @SophieSausageReviews. And basically, she's very passionate about the sauce.
Good.
So she so far has 22,000 followers and there's 6 reviews thus far. And she'll write things like, classic Cumberland. Juicy on the bite, skin not too tough, around the size of my middle finger, perfect. However, I might have liked it a bit crispier, 7 out of 10.
Great. That is great.
At the time of writing, Sophie's favourite sausage is more of a patty, a turkey number that she found in LA, got an 8 out of 10.
Oh, nah, she's lost me.
She liked that
turkey patty in LA?
Well,
no, mate.
She loves it. How dare you? I am here for Sansa Stark reviewing sausages.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay, that is a great story. I mean, I care who you are. Take that to work and tell everyone.
Yep.
Now, Mariah Carey, finally, she's been listening to me. she's realizing she's got to make fun of herself.
Oh, good.
And the queen is delivering. So she has just become the face of a hostel chain.
Backpacker hostels.
A backpacker hostel.
Oh, that's funny.
$45 a night for this place.
That's good.
So the ad has just been released, and it has a booking comes up, booking Mariah Carey, and the staff go into panic.
Ah.
And then Mariah turns up with an entourage and an amazing gay sidekick. Have a listen.
Hostel?
Yep. Hostel, like it says on the wall.
Leslie, you booked me in a hostel.
If it's any consolation, you look great.
I need a beautifully appointed private room in a hotel.
Oh, well, we have beautifully appointed private rooms.
Fine. You guys, you deal with it, okay?
Elliot, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deal with it.
It's amazing. And it ends with Mariah entering the bar, head-to-toeing crystals, with her fabulous gay sidekick holding up a fan as a wind machine, and she sings Fantasy.
in a hostel.
In a hostel.
That's good, man.
In a hostel bar.
That's a good one.
I love her so much.
Yeah.
And finally, Married at First Sight. Now, I know this doesn't narrow it down.
No.
But which person had a lot of plastic surgery do you think had it reversed?
NASA.
Not NASA.
I think that person came in our studio.
Yes, she did. Tracy has confirmed $9,000 worth of filler sucked out.
So, I asked you this before off air. So, talk me through the filler. What is filler?
Well, Madonna's had a lot of it. Basically, what it does is it puffs the face back out. It's Restylane, and it is naturally broken down by your body. It's not a poison. It's a naturally occurring thing. So, they pump it in, and the idea is that it puffs the skin out. But if you put too much in on telly under lights, you just look really lumpy and puffy.
That's what happened.
And Tracy was getting that feedback from some unkind people and also watching it for herself.
Yeah, okay.
So, she's just had all of it sucked back out again. And we saw her in person. She looks great.
Yeah, she looks really nice.
She looked great before. But she looks more.
So how much to put it in, then 9,000 to take it out?
It would have been.
Round trip.
Probably
what's a round trip?
I'd say 18.
18,000 round trip.
I'd say so. Whoa.
You can get a Kia Rio for that. That is not a plug.
What is with you and Kia?
That is not a plug.
You tried to make someone else buy a Kia the other day. Oh, my God.
That is not a plug.
Who's suggesting Kias?
They're not a plug.
If you're Kia, you've got your bloody number one spokesman here.
That is not a plug. That's not a plug.
I love a Ferrari, though. God, don't get me wrong. Oh, if I could have a dollar. So, have a look. So Tracy's done that. And, look, she did do it because of all the unkind comments. That's like, that's not very nice.
No.
But good on her for kind of realising maybe she'd overdone it.
Yeah, when we saw her, she had, obviously it
just looked normal again.
And she looked good.
Yeah, she looked great.
Yep.
Thanks, everyone. That's entertainment.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, and Ed by downloading the Today FM app. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Yes, we are. At 8:09, official game show host Grant Denyer. Who have we got?
Lauren from Carlingford is on the line. You ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks, Lauren?
I'm ready. A bit nervous, but I'm ready.
There's a stack of cash to be won here if we can just do well. What are you aiming for? What's the financial dream from your windfall?
Oh, I'd like to go on a holiday to Bali and do a little bit of a shopping spree. So I'd like to win the whole thing.
I'm worried you'll go to jail. Don't go to Bali. Everyone on the team here is going to Bali for their holiday, and I'm very worried I'm going to have to go to Karabakan and send you some care packages.
Oh, yeah, me and Renee.
Is that irrational?
No.
It's not irrational.
Our producer, Kim,
she could go to jail.
She's a real boogie.
If you're a good person, you won't go to jail. We have nothing to worry about. Neither do you, Lauren. No. Best of luck. You've got 30 seconds to answer. Wow. 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter J.
Bad things happen to good people's boogie board bags, you know.
J for jump. Okay, Lauren.
Okay.
For each question you get right, you score $100 for the chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Okay, Lauren, your letter is J. Here we go.
Okay.
Name a cheese.
Pass.
A TV show.
Just Married.
A country.
Pass.
Type of fish.
Pass.
A book title.
Oh my God. Pass.
A skincare brand.
Jellyk.
Oh my God.
Jellyk.
Jelly skin.
Confectionery item.
Jelly beans.
Woo! We can't do it. Don't put that up on my screen. Don't you dare. The judges are conferring zero.
No. No.
Oh.
No. She got
no.
Jellyk.
$0.
She got
Jellyk.
We're not giving her zero.
We don't want zero.
Chase Allen. You.
Our boss. $100.
Come on. Give her a hundy.
$100. 10,000 rupees.
Come on. Jay says he's feeling nice.
Yeah, $100.
Yay. Oh, yeah, Lauren.
So we thought, oh, you were shocking.
But that's enough to buy you a terrible boogie board to go to Bali. Yay. So best of luck.
Well done.
Enjoy the waves.
Yay. A survey has been conducted, and I always love to hear who's paid for it, because a lot of the times it's mattress companies paying for surveys.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Yeah. This one was paid for by Champney's Health Spa. Great.
Okay.
And the survey found that 50% of married women prefer to spend time with their best friends as opposed to their other half.
Wow.
And straight away when this got brought up in the studio this morning, Kim, our executive producer, said, oh, 100%.
She did.
Guys, I absolutely prefer to be with my best friend.
Yep.
And Ali, our other producer, was like, yes, me too. And I have to say, I'm 3 for 3.
I couldn't believe it. I was surprised.
My husband would not be upset by this. Michael Lucas is my best friend, yep, and he's been my best friend since I was 11 years old.
Gosh.
And he isn't, like, when I'm with Scott, I have to, like, pretend to be interested in stuff. You know, we sit and the sex stuff is really good. I mean, something's kept us together for 18
absolutely
years. But, okay, like, sometimes he'll try and show me surfing things. I'm like, ugh. But with Michael Lucas, we will spend a flat-out afternoon drinking gin, going through Barbra Streisand's back catalogue, performing the songs, and then sometimes we play games where we just sing obscure bits of Disney ballads and the other person has to guess or have a shot. And quite frankly, it's niche, and I found someone who has the same niche loves as me. Mm-hmm. And if I had to pick an afternoon with my best friend, mm-hmm, or my husband, I would have to decide if I was horny or not, to be honest.
That's the truth of it, isn't it? Now, we did attempt to speak to young Scott.
No, he's in the shower. He's too busy, guys.
Yeah, but his response was, in the shower, free in a few minutes.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anything more, Scott?
That's so Scott.
So most people are like, hey, someone wants you on the radio. You get out of the shower, you'd run down, you'd pick up the phone. He sent the message back to our producers through our daughter. Now, nah, I've got a few more minutes in the shower to go, guys.
Yeah, At least a few. At least a few we've heard.
It's not quite done. It's not quite clean enough.
Okay.
Does this ring true?
131060, would you prefer to hang out with your best mate over your other half?
That's a great question.
Not every time.
Here are the reasons. I'm going to give a couple of reasons.
Okay, good.
We can talk about everything. This is the best friend. 57% mm-hmm said that. Mm-hmm. That the best friend listens more.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy the same things, which is, I think, what you were saying.
I like that they are less irritating.
Yeah, I was getting... So, 131060, who do you prefer to spend time with? Is it your best friend or is it your partner? No judgment here.
No, and it's not like you're not saying, oh, your partner's crap. You're just being real.
Yep.
You know, you pick your best friends sometimes. I know you pick your husband too.
You do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
Now, we did put this question up.
Yeah, we did.
And someone very confidently in the room said, not the case in my life.
Not me.
Grant Denyer.
Well, you can say that the things that you find attractive in your partner when you first discover each other will end up being the thing that annoys you the most later in life.
Okay.
Right.
So things can change in a relationship between a husband and wife, or your roles change as well.
Come on, get to the point. Do you think Chezzy would rather hang out with you? Who's Chezzy's best mate?
Lisa.
Do they like to get on the wines, on the vinos?
The last time they got together and had a few wines.
Yeah.
Shezzy started singing Michael Bublé, grabbed her around the neck, crash tackled her to the ground and broke her leg. So that kind of gives you an idea of the bond and the strength that they have as a unit.
I love a crash tackle from a best mate.
I know.
Because sometimes it's for your own good. Sometimes you are going in for something stupid and the only way to stop it is a crash tackle. let's ask the woman. Shezzy.
Oh, no, she's
Hi, Chez. Hey, Babes. Grant has very confidently said that you would prefer, in all honesty, to spend an afternoon hanging out with him, just shooting the breeze.
Talking racing.
Than with your best mate. If you were strapped to a lie detector right now, what would be the answer?
Do you know what? I feel like a real star, but he's probably right. He's not around enough to...
Good point.
Yeah, he's not around enough to kind of be irritated by. So I would choose, to spend
an afternoon.
See, just because you don't see him enough, out of necessity, you have to pick hanging out with your husband.
Pretty much.
You've nailed it.
What I love about that is there's a dig in it. Do you know what I mean? There's a dig. There's a compliment, but there's a hard dig.
Correct.
No,
yeah,
it's very mild.
No, it is Denya, be home more, dickhead.
Yep.
That's not what I'm saying.
Chezzy.
Okay.
Stop it.
Let's just say, darling, that when I am home, we make it count. Don't we, darling?
Shut up.
Hey, know what I'm saying?
God,
we do. We have a really strange relationship where we are
we are quite best friendish.
It's so strange. I'm best friends with Scott, but he doesn't want to sing Streisand with me and get drunk on gin.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? I think he's grateful for Michael on that level.
Well, he would be, and we would ask him if he would get out of the shower.
Oh, he's still in the shower, guys. We've been on hold 6 minutes 44.
So 13, 10, 60. Would you prefer to spend your time with your best friend or your partner?
Yeah. Be truthful. Be real.
This study says women prefer their best friends to their husband.
Not like all the time, Ed.
No.
They're just saying they prefer the company of, sometimes, their best mate over their significant other.
That's true.
Your husband is also, you know, you got to clean the tops of the tables, you got to vacuum the house. They're not fun things. So hanging out with your husband while you have to share these jobs that, you know, must be done, yeah, it's not an enjoyable time. Whereas your best friend is the one down the pub. I see the distinction.
Yeah, nah, not always.
So Mary from Kellyville.
I mean, Scott and I aren't cleaning a lot of tabletops together.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Who do you prefer to spend time with, your partner?
My male best friend.
Yeah, your male best friend.
Okay. I need a male best friend because it's everything my husband isn't. Yeah. I don't have to cuddle him at the end of the night, so it's great.
Yeah. How's your hubby cope with the fact that you prefer him over your hubby?
He's great because he can watch his V8s on the weekend when I'm out with my best friend. So he loves the fact he gets the TV while I'm out with him, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Bit of win-win there. It's a bit of win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you, Mary. There's another racing. What we're hearing is that the car driving is very partner unfriendly, Grant Daniel.
Yeah.
Okay, he's out of the shower now.
Oh, God, this has been the greatest hook through of all time. He got in the shower 8 minutes ago.
He did.
And was unavailable to speak to the radio show.
That's true.
He's made himself available, my husband Scott. Hi, Scotty.
Hello.
Thanks for getting out of the shower, Doc.
That's all right. I've got a life to live.
Now, there was a survey done, honey, and it was asked married women who they prefer to spend time with, their best friend.
Was this in the Journal of English Sports Medicine or something like that?
No, it was conducted by a health spa. How dare you? I was asked the question on air, would I prefer... Now, you know who is my best friend?
Yeah, me.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Conflict starts now.
So you honestly think I said I would rather hang out with you than... my best friend.
Yeah. Yeah, you say it to me all the time.
Do I?
Now, Scotty.
Oh, that's exactly interesting. What I said. Thank you.
Not quite.
Shut up, Grant. Yes, Scotty, I said that I love watching those videos that you try to make me watch about things. I love surfing in the Paroo Bay. That is my cup of...
Now, let's say if there was someone else and it wasn't you that M said, if we had to pick another nominee, who is there someone else perhaps that could have got the nod?
Yeah.
What's that person's name?
Who's that?
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah. Ooh. And
what do Michael Lucas and I like to do of an afternoon over gin?
Watch Disney movies and sing the songs.
Now, Scott, are you invited to the gin and Disney hour?
Yeah, no, absolutely, I'm invited. I just have to have a shower on those times, that's all.
Washing your hair.
But is it fair to say you're grateful for Michael Lucas's contribution to our relationship?
I don't see it like that, but I understand how you would, yeah.
Yes.
So how do you see it?
I've got nothing against Michael, no, it's not about that. No, it's, yeah, that's what you like to do. That's one of the things you like to do, and I don't want to do that, so go ahead and do it.
So, Scott, who is your best friend?
I don't have any best friends. I have a bunch of few different friends. Yeah.
No, you don't.
I don't have any friends, basically. Nah. I just hang around having showers.
Just waiting. Waiting for her to come home from singing Disney songs or drinking gin.
I love you, darling. He's not allowed any other friends. He's only allowed me.
Does she sit down and watch Chopu with you, mate? You know, when the boys are surfing at Chopu in Tahiti, will she sit down and share in that experience with you?
I'll get her attention for 2.5 seconds.
Can I tell you, Scott and I have been married long enough, and here is the fun of being in a long-term relationship. If you try to show me a video, what do I say to you? I don't even pretend. What do I say?
I can't remember.
I just say to Scott, not interested. That's it. He'll go, oh, look at this guy. He came
You won't even
bike.
Pretend.
Nah. I don't care. Oh, my God, I would rather do anything than watch some kid come off a bike or watch some idiot on a wave or anything.
Anything,
I hate it.
Anything, Scott. You'd rather do anything, mate. Do you hear that?
You feeling loved today, Scotty?
How you going?
I love you.
All right, love you too.
Love you.
Yeah, he's
good. This is good, wasn't it? This is a good little connection for us, Emmy.
You know what? Don't do your own air checks, idiot. Get off. It's my show. It's
Bye,
my sleep. Time.
Thank you, Scott.
I'll watch surfing with you anytime you want, Scotty.
Shut up, Grant.
I'm here for you, brother. I'm here.
You're my best friend, buddy. My second best friend.
I love you, mate. Take care. Hope you had a great shower. Hope you lathered up.
Oh, God.
Hughesy's here for what is in Hughesy's wallet. What do we want to deal with first? The showbiz feud or what's in his wallet?
Showbiz feud.
Okay. Showbiz feud for sure.
This is big, guys, because this is really blowing the lid off. How long have you been friends with Pete Hellier?
Well, since the mid-90s. I mean, I've, you know...
20 years.
He came to my show, you know, back in the early days and said that I inspired him, you know what I mean? So, and I went on, he'd had a community radio show and, like, you know, I went on that. Like, I mean, now, I helped him out.
I thought things... you have helped him out many
times.
Well,
he's placed on the project right now as the seat I vacated. So, yeah, you know...
That's true. I think two of Australia's nicest blokes too. Yeah, this is quite stunning.
Well, maybe
news.
Only one of Australia's nicest blokes. I don't know what's about to happen, but...
So he was with us yesterday and he came in to talk about his, among other things, his children's book, Frankie Fish and the Electric Suitcase.
Sonic Suitcase. Not electric.
Sonic Suitcase, that's right. And then Em made a joke about celebrities that are releasing children's books, and this is what Peter Hellier had to say in response.
And I know, a lot of celebrities are doing books these days,
kids' books. No, they're
not. But this one's a proper, it's like a novel. It's not like...
So who's doing ones that aren't...
Oh, here we go, he's about to slave someone. Here we go.
It's not a fart book, Hughesy.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife didn't write it. It's
yeah. That is... sauce. He's put some pepper on that, Hugh.
Yeah, absolutely. So he said he's claiming that my book is a fart book and my wife wrote it. They're two claims of his, isn't it?
Yes.
They're both correct, let's be honest. Now, I tweaked it, but it's...
I tweaked the fart book.
Wait,
what does that mean?
It means you put your name on the front.
No, come on. I'm the joke doctor. That's what they call me, you know?
Who
I said, come in
that?
Here. I said to her, she said, I've got a problem coming here. My book's not funny enough. I said, oh, help me out, sweetheart.
That is the least sexy role play of...
I'm the joke doctor and the doctor is in.
That is the least sexy role play I've ever
heard. How did you manage three children? Here. The joke doctor's here.
Have you got a stethoscope for that?
Your heartbeat is up there. No, we have a great time. I said that I can spin her wheels. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, baby. He's also the mechanic. He's the wheel balancer.
Is the mechanic in as well?
Oh, my God. He's the lube.
My book actually features on tonight's episode of Hughesy, We've Got a Problem, because we get Jimmy Giggle in. You know Jimmy Giggle from Giggle
from ABC?
Jimmy Giggle comes in because one of my problems is apparently I'm not as entertaining as I should be to children. And so we get Jimmy sitting down. And Jimmy talks smack to me as well. Jimmy Giggle says to me, well, maybe you could try to make your voice less annoying. Oh, thanks, Jimmy Giggle. Thanks, where's Hoot?
I got some stories on Jimmy Giggle. I've been drinking with Jimmy Giggle, and I'll tell you right now.
He doesn't drink. No way, Jimmy. Mate. No, he would not. He would
Lucy
not drink.
Goosey.
Okay. Apple juice.
Apple juice. So that's sorted. Hellier, return fire there.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Coming back, how much do you think is in his wallet? Because is it good today or bad?
It's pretty good. I went to the ATM, so yeah, which is just unusual for me. And it's sad when I've got to go to an ATM, but I did have to go to one. But I'm not going to the ATM. You know, I'm not making return visits to an ATM. You know what I mean?
I'm
maxing the ATM.
And he can't actually close his wallet today. There's a clue.
He
struggled to fold it in two.
Oof.
Yeah,
that's the coins. I shouldn't have. Why have I got coins? I mean, how are they helping me?
Poor people don't. You're only poor people carrying coins, isn't that right? Not people who own apartment blocks. What's going on?
If someone gives you a coin for change, Susie, you should just throw it on the ground while you're making eye contact.
At their head. Make them eat it. Quite frankly, you should just have a money clip because a man of your stature only has dollar bills. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, get him a clip. Money clip.
Don't even have a wallet.
Yes.
So 131060, how much is in Hughesy's wallet? Daniela wants some money. Daniela, what's he got in there?
135.
No, more than that.
He's insulted. He poo-poos. He's throwing a coin at your head
I've been to an ADM. You've got to remember that.
Yeah, Marina's from Penrith. How much is in the wallet?
I'm thinking $199.
Well, we need to go higher, guys.
Incorrect.
Come on.
Yes, forget it. Okay, here comes Natalie from Menai. How much is in Hughesy's wallet?
$354.
We are in the ballpark, and we did count the coins as well, so that is getting very close.
All right. I should say to everyone, he eats Bircher music for breakfast. That tells you how rich he is. Emma from Penrith, how much is it?
368
is spot on the money. That's what I've got in my wallet.
Emma, and you'll be listening to Hughie and Kate this afternoon from 4:30, and then you're going to watch his Channel 10 show tonight because it's called.
Yes, I am.
What's the
Thanks, guys.
What's the TV show called tonight? Channel 10 after the Bachelor show. What's it called?
Is it Hughie Where Have You Been or something?
Hughie Where Have You Been?
I love it. Right. It should be. If it isn't, it should be. Watching Hughie Where Have You Been at 8:30 on Channel 10.
Again, it wasn't my idea to call it Hughie We Have a Problem, and I said it would be complicated and people wouldn't be able to remember it.
Hughie Where Have You Been is my favourite suggestion.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I'm filming it on Monday, guys.
Hughie Where Have You Been?
Yeah, Hughie Where Have You Been.
I can't wait to have him on, but tonight's a cracker. Don't miss it, all right?
Jimmy Giggle.
And Alex Perry bench presses Nazeem Hussain. You need to find out how that
works. That's a sentence I never thought I'd hear.
That's amazing. Fantastic. All right, we'll hear you tonight. We'll see you tonight. Good on you, mate.
Thanks,
cheers,
honey.
Guys.
Bye.
It's cloudy.